Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Two Friends co-stars breaking their silence about Matthew Perry, Dean.
Yeah, they issued a joint statement, all of the cast members, surviving cast members of Friends, right after Matthew Perry died a few weeks ago. But yesterday, Courtney Cox released a short statement saying, "I'm so grateful for every moment I had with you, Maddie, and I miss you every day." And Matt LeBlanc, Joey on the show, issued a somewhat longer statement saying, "Matthew, it's with a heavy heart that I say goodbye. The times we had together are honestly among the favorite times of my life. It was an honor to share the stage with you and call you my friend. I will always smile when I think of you, and I'll never forget you. Never. Spread your wings and fly, brother. You're finally free. Much love." And then he ends it with, "I guess you're keeping the $20 you owe me." I love that.
I don't know if this program is in the Friends category, but there are a lot of fans of Young Sheldon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's news about that program today.
Yeah, it's going to be ending after 7 seasons on the air. They decided to call it quits. I guess they have to, because Young Sheldon is like 45 years old now. You know, he's grown up pretty quickly on the show. But they said that when the 7th season ends, which will begin next February, then Young Sheldon will be over. That season will have only 14 episodes and a one-hour season finale on May the 16th. It's been TV's number one comedy since 2019, when The Big Bang Theory, from which it spun off, stopped airing. But you can still watch Young Sheldon right here on the good old WGN TV in the evening at 7 o'clock.
Well, this had to happen. A Christmas duet. And tell us about this, Dean.
Well, every day that I've done stories about Taylor Swift, like almost immediately after I do the story, then I wind up getting texts and emails from people who are sick of hearing about Taylor Swift. And they always put in, "Nobody cares." apparently, the 95 million people who follow her on social media don't care. Apparently, it's 300 million people on TikTok that follow Taylor Swift. So I don't mind doing the Taylor Swift stories. And this one really is not about her, but about her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and his brother Jason. They are climbing on the recording bandwagon. And in addition to all the other Christmas songs that you can text me and complain about, soon you will also be able to complain about this one. They have done a Christmas duet, the brothers. They have a really popular podcast, and they're really funny together. They have a great chemistry together. I haven't heard this song yet, so I have no idea what it sounds like, but I can't wait. And as soon as it does, we'll play some of it right here. So get your hate emails ready to hit send. Those will be coming sometime soon.
Yeah. Sorry, Dean. I was distracted looking at one of the TV monitors here in the studio. There's a new CoverGirl Cosmetics commercial featuring Kelce Ballerini.
Oh, my. So. She is your favorite.
I'll get the complaints now on that.
I think someone needs a little restraining order.
I think she's a great songwriter, and I love her voice.
Yeah,
it's Dean's, Your Honor. Dean, tell us about the Romova Theater. Until recently, I had never heard of it.
The Romova is a landmark building. It is a Bridgeport staple. It's been opened in 1929 as a movie theater. It closed in 1985, but since then it was put on the National Register of Historic Places. There was a restaurant attached to it, the Romova Grill. And it's a beautiful little theater. And, these days when we're looking for, great venues for entertainment, movies or otherwise. It's always shocked me that, you know, this was sitting right there and nobody ever did anything with it. And now three superstar names have stepped forward and are teaming up to reopen and revitalize the Rimowa. Jennifer Hudson, Chance the Rapper, and the legendary Quincy Jones have all stepped up. And they say that the theater will reopen in the fall of 2023. I guess we're in the fall of 2023 right now. I wonder if they mean fall of 2024. But it's going to be a 1,500 capacity live music venue with not only the theater, but a grill, a beer garden, a brewery. And Quincy Jones said, "I believe the cultural divides in our community will always be bridged and uplifted by music and the arts. And with the Rimowa, I see the future where the rich cultural heritage of Chicago shines even brighter." And Chance the Rapper has said, "I want to give something back to the community that gave me so much and really gave you know, me my career." Jennifer Hudson, same thing. They all want to give back, and they want to provide a venue for up-and-coming artists to be able to perform. But a 1,500-seat theater, that's not a small venue. I mean, the Park West is like 800 or 900, something like that. So it's a sizable thing. It'll bring a lot of people into Bridgeport and this community, which is you know, already seeing an uptick. And, you know, new businesses, new homes. Yay, we're bringing some positive things back into the city.
Yeah, good for those folks helping out, and great for our city. What's new on the streaming channels this week?
Well, I know a lot of you have been waiting for The Crown, and this is your week for it. The first half of the sixth and what will be the final season of this Emmy-winning series will debut tomorrow on Netflix. This will be the period following Princess Diana and Prince Charles getting divorced. So there's going to be some pretty juicy stuff in it. Again, you can see that on Netflix starting tomorrow. If you're a fan of Godzilla, King Kong, the Monarch, there's a new series called Monarch Legacy of Monsters that kind of brings everyone together, along with Kurt Russell and John Goodman co-starring. Season 2 of Julia, the series about Julia Child, starts tomorrow on Max. And for new movies this week, there is a really, really good movie about Bayard Rustin. He is the man who is pretty much behind the historic 1963 March on Washington, a civil rights pioneer. The movie is called Rustin, and it begins streaming on Friday on Netflix. The guys that do those little movie vignettes on Saturday Night Live, it's an ensemble called Please Don't Destroy. They are coming out this week with their first feature-length film. It's called Please Don't Destroy, The Treasure of Foggy Mountain. That's going to be on Peacock starting on Friday. We've got a couple of holiday movies that are already coming out, one with Heather Graham called Best Christmas Ever, about old college friends getting together, and another with Ludacris, Chicago's very own Lil Rel Howery and Tiana Paris, Dashing with the Snow. That's going to be on Disney Plus, about an unbelieving dad who finds his Christmas spirit. And I really am highly recommending this documentary. Talk about a rags-to-riches story. Maxine's Baby tells the life and the rise of media mogul Tyler Perry, who is now one of the most powerful people on the planet in terms of producing motion pictures and television. Much of his early start was right here in Chicago at the New Regal Theater, formerly the Avalon Theater, over on 79th and Stony Island. I remember him telling me so many times about sleeping in his car when he would come there to play Medea live on stage at the New Regal Theater there. It's an amazing story that should inspire anybody, that you can do anything you set your mind to. That starts on Amazon Prime on Friday.
I'll have to watch that. And he's such a generous guy. I do want to know more about him. It's Wednesday, so what's on your WGN TV cooking segment today?
Yeah, we're on our pre-Thanksgiving mode right now. Last week we did some appetizers. This week we're doing some desserts. We've got a fantastic pumpkin apple cake with slices of real apple that are baked into it. It's kind of like a apple pie cake, I guess you might say, that's so delicious, and also a pumpkin dip that is really nice to put out on the table when you're getting ready for all of that. So, I always try to rate the, whether I'm going to hurt myself or burn myself, cut myself, the injury potential.
You've been pretty good lately.
Yeah, it's honestly fairly low. Watch anyway, because the injury factor is fairly low this week. I may burn myself when I take the cake out of the oven. I'll try to provide some entertainment that way for you.
Yeah, by the time you get the dessert on Thanksgiving, you're really kind of full, aren't you?
Speak for yourself.
Okay. We'll watch on
these elastic pants that I wear on Thanksgiving say otherwise.
WGN TV a little more than an hour from now. Thank you, Dean. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.